feels like we're in winter here in the middle of allegedly summer in the UK. So we thought we'd invite John Law from WeatherQuest to join us and explain. It's not his fault. We won't blame the weatherman, but explain why it is we're having such a freaky summer and why there are people living in a new island of Tewkesbury in the middle of the UK. Hello, John.
Hello there, Chris. Hi, Phil.
Hi.
Good to have you on the programme again, John. So tell us, what's contributing to these freaky weather conditions that we've seen so far this year?
Well, the biggest thing is that we've seen all these low pressures a lot further south than we normally get this time of year. They're driven by mainly by the jet stream, which is a really fast-moving area of wind that flows across the atmosphere. And it's a lot further south this year than we normally expect to see it. And it's the real driving force between these low pressure systems. And so they come a lot further south and they run right across our country as opposed to being a lot further to the north. So I think that's where most of this rain is coming from.
So why should a low pressure system trigger us to have rain in the first place?
That's a good question. As a low pressure system, a lot of air converges into one place, and as the air rises, it produces the clouds, and the clouds bring with it the rain. And at this time of year as well, with the temperatures a little bit warmer than you normally see in the winter time, there's a lot more moisture around and a lot more energy available to give that rain across us. So it's all to do with the fact that the air is all very unsettled and very easy to produce that rain.
So do we know why the jet stream is doing this unusual thing? Because I'm not that old, but I've been around for a little while and I've never seen a summer like this.
No, by far and away, this is the wettest summer, wettest three-month period, May, June, July, we've seen since records began. So that was around back in the 1700s. So it really is a very wet period. But there is an awful lot of variation around in summer. If you remember last year, it was very dry, very, very dry for June and July. But I think it is an awful lot of natural variation. So it just depends on where the atmosphere is working and how it all works at this time of year.
What do you think is going to happen next month? I know there's a hard question, even for a weatherman, but are we going to see a late summer? Is summer going to blossom in future, or are we basically committed to going into winter having been acclimatised very well to it now because we've got winter temperatures already?
It's very hard to say what's going to happen next month. Longer range forecasts are exceptionally hard to do. And at the moment, it looks like things are definitely set to improve for the next week or so. An area of high pressure looks more set across us. There's some fine, dry and settled weather coming through for at least for the next week or so down in the southern parts of the country. But at the moment, it looks like things are settling down just a little bit.
You talked about clouds.